You got something for free for all?
Yeah, I just wanted to. I mean, I think everybody should know Pete made the people's. I think it's what, top 100 beautiful people or whatever.
Oh, from Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, I don't know what number he is, but I know he made it. Aren't you on there?
Why? Well, first, I think
you—I
think you need to be somewhat famous.
Is it because neither one of you guys have been linked to Ashley Simpson?
That must be it.
It might be.
Plus, being ugly doesn't help. You know, Nigerian. I know it's a sucky place to be.
Well, neither one of you guys are ugly.
Well, thanks. That's a very flattering thing for you to say.
I mean, you guys aren't ugly, so.
Yeah, you're really helping. We appreciate all the great positive reinforcement about our looks. That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought everybody should know that.
Well, we appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for free for all?
You sure did. It's your former Shop Quick Girl. What's up?
Hey, it's been a while since we've heard from you, Shop Quick Girl.
I know. I've been doing a lot of other miscellaneous stuff.
You're not working
today to do a real estate test.
You're not working at Shop Quick anymore?
No.
You miss it?
I got something about the whole restaurant thing.
Oh, okay.
And the making out, disgustingness.
Oh, yeah, making out at a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, well, restaurants, parties, I don't care where it is, it's disgusting. A party a couple weeks ago, a bunch of guy friends and I saw this really good-looking guy making out with a really disgusting girl.
Ugh.
And kind of like, well, you know, beer goggles. And laughing behind his back, they all chugged a bunch of beer cans, crunched them up, and then all at the same time, they consecutively threw them at them. And just to make fun of them, and everyone's like, stop, you're just jealous. so wasted. And I don't know. You kind of have to be there. It was really hilarious. But
Did he have the beer goggles on, or did you? You know, maybe he was the one that was.
They were both gross. Doesn't matter to me anyway. But even worse than that is what I saw at one of the restaurants that I was working at, and it was a guy spoon feeding another guy soup.
Now,
that's worse than making out, and that is breaking every man law in the book that I've ever heard of.
Was it like a guy and his grandpa or something? Or
no, like two guys at the same age.
What the hell?
Like, I don't know. That just set me off, too.
So were they partners or something?
I guess.
Oh, okay.
It was just, I don't know. I mean, that was just crossing the line for me a little bit.
Not because they were gay, just because that's weird.
Yeah. I mean, two girls doing it would have, kind of weird.
Two girls doing it, yeah.
It's still breaking every man law in the book. I don't care who you are. And I mean, it's disgusting. You see it everywhere. It's bars, it's restaurants, it's the city park, it's everywhere.
Well,
they act like they don't care.
When are you allowed to make out in public? Is it like at a bar after midnight?
When are you?
Yeah, when are you allowed to make out in public?
I don't think it's tasteful anywhere.
Really? Even if everyone's sloshed?
You can still show affection by using proper etiquette. I don't want to see everybody.
At least take him into the bathroom.
Nobody wants to see someone tasting another person's stomach. Come on, that's gross.
Well, and then they're all wasted, and they try to swallow your head when they make out with you because they're all drunk and they are uncoordinated, and it just, I don't know, it's funny.
What are you talking about? Tasting someone else's stomach? Are you talking about after puking or something, or what?
There's nothing more attractive than me. Honey, hold my hair back. Blah, let's go make out now.
Well, I was trying to figure out what the hell Jerry Ann was talking about.
What?
Like, they're using so much tongue, it's like they're...
It's like, and they're, you know, backed up in a corner, or, you know, in the bathroom stall, or someplace, and it's like, oh, get out of my way.
Yeah. Well, where are they supposed to go? The alley, or...
Home?
That's no fun.
I mean, keep it in your pants for the 15-minute walk home. I mean, can you do that, at least?
No. I mean, I'm not sure if they can or not.